Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, April 9th, 2011. This is Audio Boom number 77. Well, today I'll talk a little bit about the market week in the past, a little bit about the market in the future, and also a little bit about electric vehicles, just for fun. I was going to talk about the government shutdown, but guess what? It didn't happen. There was a last-minute agreement to save the day. They're going to cut, what, $38.5 billion out of a $1.5 trillion deficit? Yeah, yawn. Anyways, last week, the S&P 500 shed 0.3%. Silver spiked 8.5%. Crude was up 4.8%. Gold up 3.3%. The dollar down 1.3%. And the big loser, Southwest Airlines, because guess what? They use a lot of crude. They were down 7.8%. And if you read the blog, you know I talked about airlines and why I don't like airlines. But hey, for what it's worth, coming up next week, earnings season. Alcoa kicks it off Monday. So that'll be cool, right? Back to earnings, back to expectations for the future. That's when companies set their capital expenditure plans, and investors like to look at that to say, hey, are we anticipating growing or are companies hunkering down? So that's what we want to know. But let's quickly move to the electric vehicle, electric cars. And this is cool out of Texas. This is from businessweek.com. That power supplier NRG is going to install a network of 70 electric vehicle charging stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, and another 50 in Houston by the end of next year. So, what does that mean? It means that the Freedom Station Recharger, it will have a 480-volt direct current fast charger that can add 30 miles of range to an electric car in a little less 10 minutes. A 240-volt charger that can add 25 miles in an hour. So, pretty cool, right? There's going to be a monthly flat fee by NRG to use the charging stations. The complete plan costs $89 per month and covers the home charger, unlimited access to the charging network for free, and the cost of electricity to charge the car at home during off-peak hours. It will also offer a 240-volt home charger for $49 per month. So that's pretty cool because, we have the Chevy Volt, we have the Nissan Leaf. And, of course, everybody's worried, hey, what happens when you run out of power? You power it up overnight in your garage. You get in the road. What then? Well, looks like Texas is taking the lead, going to provide some charging. Actually, NRG, the company NRG, is going to provide a subscription model for it. So it'll be interesting to see if this takes off. The Leaf goes up to 100 mile on a charge. It takes 8 hours to fully charge on a 240-volt circuit. The Volt can go about 40 miles on battery power. So, looks like things are advancing, and this is what we want to see. I heard somebody say the other day, though, that if 2% of our vehicles were electric, just 2%, it would basically cripple, shut down our power system because we couldn't handle the power load, the power demand from the rechargers, just recharging the cars. Remember, while it sounds green to have a electric car, you are plugging that into the network, and I know we all pray that there's going to be some clean energy in the future, but right now it's coal, it's natural gas, it's nuclear power, it's hydroelectric power, and there's a little smidge of wind, a little smidge of solar, but that's about it, right? We certainly would like to see some clean energy come on, but we're not there yet, right? The wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine, so we need to have the use of these 1,000 megawatt power plants, the natural gas, the nuclear power. Even the hydroelectric power doesn't produce that much. I mean, it's one of our mainstays, but still doesn't quite pack the punch that we need. But it's kind of cool that the electric cars are now going to be mainframe and there's mainstream, and there's going to be a way to charge them, at least if you live in Texas. So I'd expect to see similar models come up in other metropolitan areas. Right? Hey, that's it for now. It's Saturday. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background from musicandthe.com's Pod Safe Music is Aiton with Heartache. See ya.
Every time I look in the mirror, I see a reflection of someone who needs a change. It's stifling. Now where's the love? I need to see these facts into rap beats and get caught up. Some of these kids don't see we're sliding. They pulled the plug. You're king of the streets, yeah. You need a bullet for peace, yeah. You wanna see all we need, yeah. Hollow out in this heat, yeah. And that's why heartache brings heartache, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's my mission to say, yeah, 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 yeah. And that's why heartache brings heartache, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's my mission to say, yeah, 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 yeah. You cannot conquer grief, oh no. You understand it, but you don't. You'll see how far you'll run to a wall. You know that you cannot be playing. That's why, even if every word you're saying is strife, and you know you're stuck in that vortex of that life, and you know you can't even support this, that hype, you know you want it, and that hype, you know you got it. And I'll be the man until you're down. Sooner or later, the sooner the better. The rain might not fall, but I will deliver, yo. And that's why heartache brings heartache, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's my mission to say, yeah, 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 yeah. And that's why heartache brings heartache, my mission to say, yeah, 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 yeah. You cannot conquer grief, oh no. You understand it, but you don't. You'll see how far you'll run into a wall. My mission to say